Some might wonder why there's an annual conference dedicated to a tiny college that shut down 60 years ago. That conference, called Reviewing, is going into its ninth year, and until now, it's been the sole domain of arts professors with particular interests in multidisciplinary practice and the groundbreaking history of Black Mountain College. Now, if I haven't lost you yet, here's why this three-day conference, which begins September 29th, could pique your interest. You're listening to a small piece of Black Mountain Songs. It's a collection of theatrical choral works and visual elements created several years ago as an homage to the college. Performances as part of the conference mark a sort of turning point for Black Mountain College Museum and Arts Center. You see, few museums are known for new work. Jeff Arnall, the executive director, hopes by presenting new work directly referencing and influenced by what happened at the college 60 to 80 years ago, it will remind people this is an art center, not just a museum.
Robert Rauschenberg gave us permission to include art center in our name, which is amazing. Forward thinking, the idea that we're not just looking at the history and legacy of objects. This idea of keeping it alive and active, it gives us new work. It also gives us a way, it looks at where we're looking at multiple dimensions of the history.
Dozens of artists who attended Black Mountain College experimented and cross-pollinated there, and they emerged to influence generations of artists after. The composer John Cage, choreographer Merce Cunningham, painters Robert Rauschenberg and Wilm de Kooning, and the list goes on and on.
I think the legacy of Black Mountain College and its impact on contemporary performance is really this sense of experimentation and collaboration.
Martha McDonald lives in Philadelphia, and she mixes visual, theatrical, and musical elements in her performance work. Arnall commissioned her to draw from the center's history to create and perform something new. McDonald came up with a reimagining, as she's calling it, of an abstract performance work called Spectrodrama. The artist Zanti Shawinski first performed it at the college about 80 years ago, and an oversized black and white image from that performance will loom over McDonald when she premieres her piece as part of this week's conference.
Events like the conference are what keeps Black Mountain College Museum and Art Center from being, you know, a dusty museum. The conference brings it into the present.
Bryce Dessner is best known as a guitarist of the rock band The National, but he's also deeply versed in contemporary art history, and he has composed a growing body of choral and orchestral work. Black Mountain Songs was his idea, born several years ago through a commission by the Brooklyn Academy of Music and Brooklyn Youth Chorus. Dessner called on a range of composers and artists to contribute, and he says that was a deliberate bow to the college's ethos of collaboration.
In a way, art music might be becoming more academic and less about collaboration and energy, you know, exchange of ideas. And I think that we have lost a sense maybe of some of that originality that was happening back then. And, you know, especially now, I think we're at a time when so many of these basic values are being challenged. I think it's really, really interesting to dive back into thoughts about learning and you know, why is art important? And I think Black Mountain, you know, one of the times in history where we kind of veered very close into something quite essential.
Black Mountain College Museum and Arts Center is moving to a larger space next year off Pack Square. There will be more room for everything, including a season of performance.
We've had 20 years of great, wonderful, dynamic programming, and now we're turning this corner, one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.